Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Inside the minds of Jennifer Horn and Roberta Fasanelli.
Dusty in here.
Stephan, yeah, right, that's true. Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler along as well. Kenny, we haven't paid as much attention as we ought to the Twitterings and Facebookings of some of our constant fans, so we'll do that. Carol Edward Nickens, hello, with comments at Facebook.com. Our thought of the day today comes from Alex Trebek, who turned 75.
Oh, boy.
It's very important in life to know when to shut up. You should not be afraid of silence. I thought that was...
Yeah, did you hear that, Roberta?
Yeah, Roberta.
Hello?
No one to shut up.
What is
Hello?
This?
Alex.
What is this?
Alex is 75. He signed a seven-year deal a year or so ago. So he's got another...
It's hard for me to believe he's 75. He looks really,
yeah,
really good.
Yeah, he's fine. All right, let's move into the latest that... Do you remember the nuclear deal that the U.S. made with Iran and five other countries?
No. What nuclear deal?
Do, right.
What?
Fun not over yet. Earlier this week, Iran's supreme leader, the Ayatollah, said the deal was, okay, that's fine, but Iran will continue to give us the middle finger.
That's what I think is so funny about all of this, is that we're all excited about this deal, and then you hear in the press over in Iran, they're like, it doesn't really matter, it's business as usual.
Right, yeah.
Like, come on.
So, Kerry's all worried about this. He's going to testify before Congress today, and they have less than 60 days to vote on this treaty. If they vote no, President Obama will pull out that veto stamp.
Uh-oh.
Something he's hoping to avoid. He'd much rather Congress gave the thumbs up rather than the middle finger.
It's got to be veto-proof, though.
Veto-proof. Yes, it does.
One more than one-third.
So there's a whole lot of arm-twisting going on. The deal supporters and critics hitting Capitol Hill to convince lawmakers to vote in their way. Yesterday, the president said the Iran deal's critics are the same folks who were so quick to go to war in Iraq. I don't know about that. We had pretty much everybody wanted to go to war in Iraq, and everybody was wrong. He says it's a smarter, more responsible way to protect our national security. That would be good if, in fact, it did protect our national security. The deal is there are some people who say that Iran has figured out already how to build nuclear weapons going around this deal. One would wonder.
They're going to get like $150 billion back because that's what the sanctions were freezing. That was the amount of money that had been frozen. So Iran's getting $150 billion that they're going to have access to that they didn't before. And so the question is, what are they going to do with that money? And there are a couple of different answers from our officials. Secretary Kerry was saying he hopes that they invest it back into the people and to the economy, but a couple of reporters have said, well, how are you going to prevent them from using that money to support terror? Because Iran's the leading state sponsor of terror. They're the ones that helped create Hamas and Hezbollah, and they've provided a lot of funding to
and
these
ISIS.
Groups.
Mm-hmm.
ISIS, Syria, I mean, there's a lot that they've got their fingerprints on. And so John Kerry said, well, absolutely, it's not allowed that they can use any of that money to fund terror. Well, then Wolf Blitzer had on Susan Rice the other day and said, how do you know that they're not going to use this money to fund terrorism? And she said, well, they're not supposed to.
She said,
I guess they could, you know, he said, well, what about, she said, well,
and
they can't
shame
send,
on them if they do.
They can't send weaponry to them. And Wolf Blitzer said, well, what about just cold, hard cash? And she goes, well, I guess they could do that. It's like, are you kidding me, people? Come on.
She's the worst excuse for
points together.
Somebody who's supposed to be an expert in that field. Oof.
But the response is, but they can't make nuclear weapons.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Weapons of mass destruction. They can do chemical weapons. Look at all the chemical weapons that are everywhere.
That's $150 billion about a whole lot of barrel bombs.
Yeah. That's a lot, yeah.
All right, let's talk about Bill Cosby. You wanna? Wanna?
Wanna?
The discussion.
Can we sanction Bill Cosby? Does that work?
Well, it's not so much the Cosby
thing. Send him to Iran?
Has now started to speak out. This is His lawyer is now speaking. They say that he actually admitted to nothing more than being one of the many people who introduced quaaludes into consensual sexual life in the 1970s. It is. Well, I know a lot of people, that's sort of the discussion in part here. This was a big drug 40 years ago when Jennifer was not even in her father's eye.
Maybe that's how I got here. Was it quaaludes? You never know.
Maybe from Bill, because your dad knows Bill. I mean...
Yeah.
No.
I don't have a resemblance to catching my drift.
Yeah. But they were... Roberta, did you ever use any quaaludes?
Yeah, once.
Really, what happened?
Yeah, when I was in college. Yeah. I jumped off the top of a floating house.
I love whenever anybody asks anybody, oh, did you ever use this? And they're always like, oh, yeah, one time in college.
Right. What class was that?
The folks at Citigroup yesterday had a bad day. They've been ordered to pay $700 million back to their credit card holders because of shady credit card practices.
Yeah, wow. I have a Citi card.
Charging people for things like debt protection without them knowing they were paying for debt protection.
Ooh.
8 million people affected. The bank says it's already started refunding customers. Add this to the billions in fines and settlements that Citibank already has paid since the 2008 financial crisis. It is despicable what these people are getting away with. You know, I have told this story sort of in I think I passed this along a couple of times. The house I have in Santa Monica is in a court proceeding because when the values went down in 2008, I asked to refinance the mortgage. And it took them from 2008 until 2014 to try to figure out how I was going to do that. And in the process of the conversation, they foreclosed on the house.
Huh.
So now there's a court case looming. And yesterday, the state of California, I don't know if you saw this, Jennifer, or not, the state of California said there are so many of these cases where the banks foreclosed at the same time they were negotiating to redo mortgages or whatever. And the state has, there's a very strong law in California protecting the homeowner, but nobody has pursued it really. I'm one of the few people, I found a specialist, a lawyer who's a specialist in this, and I've taken them to court. And the court proceedings go on and on and on and on. And the woman who's the lawyer for the other side for the bank said, well, what does your client want? And I said to the lawyer, tell her we want the house free. See what they say. So they haven't come back. Well, hey, this is we've been in court for almost a year. But they took the house back when, and I'm obviously still in it, but they took the house back when we were in the, and by the way, it was a phone conversation that's been recorded. The man that was negotiating for me, a lawyer in Salt Lake City, he's on the phone with the two people going through the records and the information that they had. When the supervisor comes into the office and says, don't bother with this guy anymore, we've already foreclosed on the house. And so the guys say, they hang up the phone. And that's, we've got a recording of that. But this is the kind of stuff these banks get away with. And nobody challenges it. The lawyer came to me and said, after I found him, he said, most people just give up. And that's what the banks are counting on. They figure, okay, the people say, well, how can we fight the bank? They have all the money. Well, you know what? Whether they have all the money or they don't have all the money, what they did was wrong. And so those sorts of things are going. But the reason I tell you the story isn't necessarily to explain what's going on with me in that circumstance, but to underscore not only Citigroup, but Chase, all of them, Bank of America, Wells Fargo,
they
screwed people to the wall.
Oh, yeah.
And people just give up. So they catch these guys and they pay $700 million. You know what? $700 million
is nothing.
But the
original issue is people thought they were getting this pie-in-the-sky mansion for, you know, a small...
That's part of it, Richie, but that's not...
And they weren't living in reality.
That's not the whole thing. In my circumstance, that's not the whole thing. But in some people's circumstances, you're right. There were a lot of people who had... And they're doing it, by the way, again now. 3% down for houses. Credit scores is 580. you know, that kind of stuff. They're giving people loans.
But you know,
Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae, and these people are never going to be able to pay these loans.
Remember that story that we talked about maybe yesterday, maybe last week, about the administration now taking in a lot of information about us to see if there's any disparities between how often white people and black people are given loans and,
yeah,
you know,
right,
how they're disciplining their kids and all this stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, don't you think that this was an offshoot of that? Because everybody that wanted a loan,
sure,
when they got it, no matter if they could afford it or not.
Yeah.
Anybody who asked for it.
And you can put an X on the paper and get the loan.
Give them a loan.
Basically.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then people like me, poor schlubs who just wanted to refinance their house, not take any money out of it, just refinance to lower interest
Jennifer.
Rate. Man, it took 3 months, and then they said, nope, you can't do it.
Yeah,
and
it was amazing.
I mean, finally,
people with decent credit got diddled. What?
I'm not a sponsor of this, but I sing their praises all day long. They advertise. Maybe we should get them on the show, Dougie. Cash Call. Dealing for 3 months with the bank, Citibank, actually, they finally denied me after 3 months of having to basically turn. I mean, it was hell. They made me turn over everything.
Uh-huh.
And 3 days with Cash Call, and I had a loan.
Really? My house three times in the past.
And you have a low mortgage interest rate, too, Jennifer, if I remember you.
Now I do. Sure do. It saved me like $400 a month.
Yeah. All right.
Wow.
Speaking of saving money, we're a minute away from today's visit from the Queen of Cheap here on Good Day.
David Beckham, one ordinary man on an extraordinary mission, getting what he wants from wireless.
All I want is something unlimited. All in for one price.
He's up against AT&T's complicated plans.
You have to use the whole portion of data from the current month before you use the rollover.
Battling Verizon's outrageous prices.
So it's $140 plus $15 for any additional gig, plus another $27 a month for your phone.
That is not a good deal.
David Beckham is right.
David Beckham is right. Luckily, Sprint has what he's after. All in wireless. Watch what happens at Sprint.com/all in. Confused about whether or not you're getting the full story from the other guys? Get all in wireless from Sprint. Unlimited talk, text, high-speed data, and your pick of phone for $80 a month, all in.
Excludes taxes, surcharges, roaming, international premium content. Requires $36 activation fee while qualified credit. Includes $20 for 24 months on lease with new line on iPhone 6, 16GB, Galaxy S6, 32GB, or HTC One M9. Payment varies on other smartphones. Coverage and offer not everywhere. Prohibited network use rules and restrictions apply. Compared to 20GB plan with Edge Hotspot and international texting. See web for details. Marks are property of their owners.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need school supplies for my kids, and I can't spend a lot.
With Staples' 110% price match guarantee for back to school, find an item for less, and we'll match the price and give you 10% of the difference.
So I'll get the lowest price on backpacks?
Yes.
Notebooks?
Mm-hmm.
Calculators?
You bet.
Even?
Yep.
Nice.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match plus the 10% difference discount valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. Valid through 9/19/15. See store or staples.com for details.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of toaster time. It's Roberta Bessanelli.
Roberta, have you ever heard of Jet.com?
No.
I would like you to investigate Jet.com.
Jet.com.
It's like,
this is
Amazon and Costco having babies.
Amazon, Walmart, Costco. Yeah, right.
Both
so
stuff.
Let's find out more about them.
Jet.com.
All right. Jet.com. All right. Okay. What else have we? What are we doing in terms of saving money today? You can find the information, by the way, in detail in the Better Living box at DougStephan.com.
Well, Kroger's got some great gift card deals. If you want to save 20% at Gap or Old Navy or Banana Republic, you just go to Kroger and you can buy the gift cards at 20% off. So that's like saving 20%. So it's a great deal because they've got a lot of sales going on now. You can also do $10 on eBay or save $10 at Sephora, all by buying the gift cards. And you know, and you can double up on stuff like this. If you use, like, let's say a credit card that has points or some sort of gift attached to it, you use the credit card to buy the gift card, you save the 20% on the gift card, you get the points on the credit card, and you kind of double down on all this stuff.
Mm.
So that's how you do deals, folks. That's how you do deals. Now, Office Max on Office Depot, you can save $2 on a case of paper. That's an entire case of paper. What you do, you sign up for their rewards, you buy the case of paper for $12, and you get $10 back
in your
owner rewards. So you get the case of paper for $2 and Dollar General back to school supplies. Teachers get 20% off.
All right, there's the story. Roberta, back to school. It's Doug Stephan's Good Day.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state in back taxes, you know they'll never stop coming after you. With bank levies, wage garnishments, they'll even seize your home or business. The good news? A government program for tax debt forgiveness. It's called the Fresh Start Initiative.
I'm Paul Sibley. With U.S. Tax Shield, we can help navigate the new laws, get you protected, and resolve your tax issues permanently.
Call the experts at U.S. Tax Shield now for your free consultation and get a guaranteed quote to resolve your case. Call 800-436-6451. That's 800-436-6451.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Mama's phone started ringing off the hook. I can hear her now saying she ain't gonna have it. Don't matter how you feel, it only matters how you look. Go and fix your makeup, girl, it's just a break of running. Hide your crazy and start acting like a lady. Cause I'm crazy, better gotta keep it together.
The Broken Hearts Club, it's not the usual scenario, or how often does this happen, maybe is the better question here. Miranda Lambert and Blake Shelton going their separate ways, apparently it's because of her, not him, Jen.
Well, he's the one that filed for divorce a couple of weeks ago, Dougie, and the rumors in the tabloids, gosh, I can remember about 4 months ago there was a story out saying Miranda Lambert was cheating with a country singer named Chris Young, who toured with her for a little while, and people were out seeing them looking a little too close for comfort. Apparently, Blake believed that Miranda cheated on him not once, but twice. Once, apparently, with Chris Young, allegedly. The second time with another guy who's not a famous person, just another person in her life. And so that was enough for him to file the papers. Chris Young went out yesterday on Twitter and said, it wasn't me, and actually addressed the rumors. He said, normally I don't talk about stuff in my personal life, but he said, in this case, it's different. I didn't have anything to do with their split. They're friends of mine, and I respect that friendship too much. But do we believe him?
Wow. So I just want to put it out there.
Blake Shelton?
I don't know, but if Blake, if you're listening and you need a shoulder or something else to cry on, call
Blake's
me.
Blake's a big dude, man. I wouldn't have to run up there against him if I were Chris Young.
Are you 6'5"?
Yeah.
All right.
And funny?
Oh. There we go. All right, so that's the story of that, the big D in action. Meanwhile, back at our list of number one songs, which we dust off usually once a day. Yes, Richie.
It's awesome.
Van McCoy was number one during this week in 1975 with his summer smash called Do the Hustling, as Richie has suggested. So if you count to three, you'll hear Van McCoy doing the hustle. One,
Big Bill.
Two, three, three and a half, three and three quarters, three and seven eighths.
All together.
Yo!
Do the hustle.
The disco stuff.
Yep. I remember doing this.
Everybody hang out for the flute solo.
Oh, yeah.
Very simple, straightforward stuff. And that this is it. This is all there was to it. It was this riff over and over and over and over again. And the backup singer doing
Good Hustle.
That was about it. All right, so we got Hustle there. Fun that it was number one. Number one during this week in 1986. Song belonged to Peter Gabriel.
I wanna be
one of my favorites.
This was one of the original big videos on MTV.
Yeah. All right, let's fast forward to this week in 1993. Number one song belonged to a group called UB40.
We make an album.
It's kind of a good treatment, an interesting treatment of that song, in fact. Right, do you remember this?
As we were from Kensington, Tennessee.
I think Elvis usually sang reggae.
Something are meant to be.
Hey, Mom. How do you do a Jamaican Elvis accent?
It's not easy. All right, next number one song. Everybody will have a tear.
Looks like we made it.
The number one song during this week in 1977, Barry Manilow, and Looks Like We Made It. You got a goosebump or two there, Richie.
Yeah, me too.
that doesn't do it for you. The number one song from this week in 1974 belonged to John Denver.
Like a story.
It's the story about his wife who was leaving him.
Like a sleepy blue ocean.
28 after the hour.
You fill up my sense.
Your phone is smart, but that doesn't mean you're using it smart. This is Dr. Chambers on call, keeping you healthy without the copay. Our mobile devices have become an addiction. I was recently in a movie theater, only to be incessantly distracted by a middle-aged woman, not a teen, texting. Finally, I said, you're ruining the movie for everyone. Her incredulous response, what? I'm just texting. It was clear that texting for her was breathing. In my medical practice, I never carry my cell phone, and sometimes I feel it's like unilateral disarmament, as all my patients are celled up. Some try to text while you're examining them, others answer the phone. You get the picture. Once the phone rings and they answer, I tend to walk out to give them privacy. Inevitably, they emerge and ask, where'd the doctor go? DCOC advice, take a moment to think about your cell phone and how you use it. Think about what you're missing out on when it runs your life. Real 3D life in all its glory, right in front of your nose. This is Dr. Chambers on call. You can follow me on my website, Dr. Chambers on call.com.
Do you want to learn how to mask your identity to browse inappropriate websites and stream media while at the office?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's web security solutions keep online activity clean and ensure internet bandwidth performance. Reclaim your network, like 150,000 other businesses already have. To learn more about preventing web-based threats, visit barracuda.com/web.
Being there matters, and your United States Navy protects and defends America on the world's oceans. Around the globe, around the clock, Navy ships, submarines, aircraft, and most importantly, tens of thousands of America's finest young men and women are ready to defend America. When piracy threatens global commerce, when disaster strikes, or when called upon by the Commander-in-Chief, your Navy is there. When it comes to protecting and defending America, being there matters, and America's Navy.
Free from the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Did you know that drinking pure, high-alkaline water is one of the most important factors in maintaining high energy and vibrant health? Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops, available only at AlkaVision.com, combine a unique formula of only the most alkaline minerals. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize your water, ridding the body of harmful toxins, and helps you regain health and energy. Alkalizing your water by simply adding 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps the body rid itself of acidic waste, increases oxygen content, and raises the pH of your body to healthy levels. And bacteria and viruses cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for only $29.95 at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
Before the new hour, Doug Steffens' Good Day program, running around in and out in between the issues of the day, things that are important to all of us, or at least we hope these conversations are important to all of us, all of you, and all of me. All of me includes Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, plus Rich McFadden and Kenny Kessler, the people that are watching the Sandra Bland case. You remember the story of her, 28 years old, sort of an activist, black, arrested after a traffic stop in Texas, found dead in her jail cell 3 days later. Yesterday, the state released dash cam footage, shows a state trooper pulling her over for failing to signal a lane change. While they're talking, he asks her to put out her cigarette. She says, "Why can't I smoke in my car?" The trooper asks her to get out of the car. She refuses. He threatens her with a stun gun and says, "I will light you up." Apparently, Kenny has looked at this pretty carefully and sees a bunch of edits. It looks like something that could have been done by a six-year-old, right, in terms of the editing, Kenny?
There are people and cars that just disappear and then reappear.
Yeah,
but the audio is continuing to go. It's really bizarre.
So, in terms of being, why would they let this out and be subject to this kind of scrutiny when it looks so bad for them? The edit is that bad.
But I don't know what the edits, what do they think the edits show? Because I was watching it, and the tow truck driver who's there to take her car away is calmly walking around, and that's where the kind of the edits are. So it's not like there's anything that's amped up going on. It doesn't appear, because the tow truck driver is just kind of like casually walking around the car, and then all of a sudden he's not there. And then he's back.
Right.
So I don't know what they think is missing. Because it's not like there's a fight.
Why would they edit it at all?
I don't know.
Why would they leave themselves subject to scrutiny?
It'd be stupid.
Just put it is stupid. Yeah. They're either hiding something or they're stupid or both.
Yeah.
I mean, what else do you conclude from this?
Well, I mean,
more
they could come back and say, well, you know, there's a lot of nothing going on there.
Why, with the focus as much as it is on white police officers shooting black people, or, you know, the situation from, what was it, not Chattanooga? Cincinnati college, a police officer on the grounds there shoots an unarmed black guy. Okay, they're saying, well, he was arrested 60 times. He's got 13 kids. Of course he's guilty of something. I mean, that's the seed they want to plant in you.
When the cop asked him for his license, he threw an alcohol bottle at him. And then he threw it at him? Yeah.
Well, his ID was the alcohol.
He didn't throw his license. Yeah. He handed him an alcohol bottle.
So he was obviously drunk.
Right.
So that's a good reason to shoot him.
Some people can make the case that the car being driven by a drunk person.
Was he aiming it at the police officer? Did he drive ahead and threaten the police officer?
What if there's a 5-year-old kid behind the car? That's a weapon. But here's what I don't understand. I get what you're saying, Doug, about, you know, there's no excuse to shoot someone unless you feel like your life is at risk or whatever. Mm-hmm. But at what point does someone not learn their lesson? You don't get, I mean, you have to work to get arrested 60 times.
That's a full-time job, man.
That is, yes.
Is that how many times she was arrested?
He was.
The
guy in Cincinnati.
Between having 13 kids and getting arrested 60 times, when did he have time to do anything?
When did he have time to have 13 kids?
Exactly.
I mean, at that point, it's like this guy is looking for trouble, which, I mean, you have to imagine he's looking for trouble. Right?
No, I don't make what I conclude is that the guy is
okay.
A troubled individual. Not that I'm saying this is not the Bleeding Heart Club, but I think we've got so much of this stuff going on. Why wouldn't you think, is it the only course of action? You get out your gun and you shoot the guy?
So you
is that
think,
it?
You would think, why can't he call the other cops and say, this guy just took off, let's stop him.
Yeah, chase him down the road.
And that sounds reasonable, but what if this story had a different ending? What if three people got run over at the end of
that
street?
That isn't what if. This is what is. Not what if. What is that this guy's dead, 13 kids without a father. He's obviously some kind of a lowlife if he's been arrested 60 times, but is that enough reason to accept him being dead today?
You can make the case, why was that woman told to put her cigarette out? Who cares? Why did it escalate because of that?
Yeah, right. Because I'm a cop and I'm powerful and I'm in charge.
Yeah, okay, just give her the ticket and let her leave. Let her smoke her cigarette and kill herself over the course of 60 years.
Whatever.
Who cares?
Yeah. Speaking of killing oneself, you remember the story from, I remember talking about this, I think the first week of July, this prominent Tibetan monk who died in that Chinese prison. Yesterday, the Chinese police seized his ashes while they were being transported back home. They claim ownership of Tibet, and they claim ownership of this guy's ashes.
Seriously?
Jeez, my God, these people are really, they are something else, aren't they? When you get right down to it, they're just something else. Here's good news. Good news on a promising Alzheimer's drug. Eli Lilly will announce today at a medical conference in Washington. This drug will apparently, according to the early tests anyway, it's called solanezumab. I don't know if I can pronounce this. Solanezumab? I think it's something solanezumab. Why don't they just call it like Trinket or something? Yeah.
Joe.
Could relieve and reduce symptoms for those who are in the early stages of Alzheimer's. A lot of people, you know what? Ron Hoffman, who is a participant in this program, is a great. He's got a great newsletter called the Intelligent Medicine Newsletter. Go to his site, drhoffman.com. He's got a whole week's worth of information on the supplements you ought to be taking if you suspect or if your family has Alzheimer's, preventative stuff. That's a very good drive. And there's also some great stuff with Fred. Kenny, what's his last name? Fred from Denver, Dr. Fred Grover. He's got also, I think it's fredgrover.com.
Fred Grover.
Fred Grover.
Fred Grover.
Seriously, he's got another
sure never heard that
potent way to try to get around
it. And also
this.
Drink Fiji water because it's got silica in it, which attracts the metallic.
What causes Alzheimer's in part is the metal substances, the metals that you get in. in your body that are not there. The aluminum that you mercury. Had in mercury in your teeth, aluminum in the deodorant.
If you spill it into your body, it's like a magnet and flushes
it goes right to your brain.
Flushes the metals, the toxins out of your body. And, and Fiji water has that silica. And you can take it as a supplement also, but Fiji water has it in it.
Yeah, that's good. That's good news, Richie. Remember Rod Blagojevich?
Yeah, Blago.
Remember him?
Yep. Yeah.
I do.
His hair?
Yeah, he's in the clink.
Reality show appearances? Yes, he is. He's the former Illinois governor, convicted on 18 counts of corruption, sentenced to 14 years in the slammer.
Something in Illinois.
Yesterday, court overturned five of those counts. So Blago may be on the way out.
Good for him.
Of prison.
He's out-o. Blago is out-o.
No, he's not out-o yet-o, but he could-o be-o pretty soon-o, if you know what I mean-o. And then some-o. All right. Michael Figuera, am I pronouncing his name correctly, Kenny? Figuera is a reporter in Washington who's been following the United States' interest with Cuba. So let's find out the story of actual ties. What are we to expect here as formally we reestablish this week diplomatic ties with Cuba, the United States, and Cuba together next on Good Day.
Need a tractor for tough jobs? Do more for less with a Kubota L-Series compact tractor. Forged from our proven design and highest quality materials, Kubota has been committed to building the industry's best compact tractors for decades. Get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years during our More Power to You sales event. That's value. That's Kubota. Financing available to Kubota Credit Corporation USA. Call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about costs and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
Love the warmth and beauty of hardwood flooring? Then you've got to get to Lumber Liquidators Hardwood Flooring Sale. For deals on over 200 varieties of hardwood from just 99 cents. You could pay twice as much at other stores, but we've got gorgeous, refinished, easy-to-install chase oak hardwood from $189. Stunning wide plank solid 3/4-inch espresso heavy for $299. Incredible deals on solid bamboo from just $129. Plus laminate and more from 49 cents. And 24-month special financing. The hardwood flooring sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
This report brought to you by Wells Fargo. In July, participants of all ages and abilities gathered in Park City at the National Ability Center in Utah for the No Barriers Summit, a four-day annual event. Scientists, inventors, academics, practitioners, and end users from around the globe came together to witness the latest innovations in adaptive technology and challenge the conception of what is possible. The 2015 No Barriers Summit also celebrated the 25th anniversary of the Americans with Disabilities Act. Kathy Martinez, People with Disabilities Segment Manager, Wells Fargo & Company.
The 25th anniversary of the ADA is an important civil rights milestone for our team members, customers, and suppliers with disabilities and their family and friends. The No Barrier Summit is really the perfect place to commemorate the ADA's achievements, as well as to look forward to what we can accomplish in the future.
The summit events included an array of clinics and interactive exhibits designed to encourage participants of all abilities to discover their potential. For more information, visit NoBarriersUSA.com.
No student's ever been king of the classroom on day one, but with the right gear from Office Depot Office Max, like a new JanSport backpack, a Dell 2-in-1 laptop, and Stellar notebooks, your kid will be walking with varsity-level swagger. That's that new gear feeling. Shop with our experts to get great savings on a wide selection of school gear. And right now, get a Swiss Gear backpack for only $10. Office Depot Office Max. Gear up for school. Gear up for great. While supplies last, M725.
It's 45 past the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program with Roberta Fasanelli and Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Kenny Kessler, and I have Michael Vicara with us, who's a senior Washington correspondent for Al Jazeera. He's been with NBC, has an extensive list of credits in his background. His focus now with us is the formal restoration of ties with the United States and Cuba earlier this week. The embassy's opening up, that sort of thing. The idea here, Michael, in our country, when you look at the polls, I saw something this morning suggesting that a vast majority of Americans favor this. What's the downside? Things like Guantanamo. How about Gitmo? What do we do about stuff like that?
Well, there are plenty of downsides. And good morning to you, Doug. There are plenty of downsides as far as the Cuban government is concerned, although. By and large, the Cuban people themselves are overwhelmingly in favor of this, as are now a majority of Americans, and even a majority of Cuban Americans, and that's the key, because it had been a political logjam, obviously, for the 54 years that relations had been broken off, and we were there in front of the Cuban embassy on 16th Street in Washington. Now the Cuban embassy, just the day before yesterday, when that flag went up for the first time in 54 years. But the politics have changed. It's hard to imagine President Obama making this overture, as he did on December 17th of last year, of normalizing relations in his first term or even in the first 2 years of his second term. Nobody needs to be reminded of the importance of Florida in American presidential politics, and that certainly hamstrung any of the movements that have happened sporadically over the years. But the Cubans talk about Guantanamo, the Cuban government. They talked about it on Monday when the flag went up. Even then, still a sore point. The blockade, as they term the trade embargo that's been in effect almost as long as relations have been broken off, that is still a sore point as well. The United States, for its part, still talking about human rights in Cuba, still talking about political prisoners, still talking about the criminals, the fugitives that have fled to Cuba over the years to seek refuge there. And so those are still items that are still on the table. And as far as the trade embargo is concerned, that's not likely to be lifted by the Congress anytime soon.
All right. So what do you know about? Have you been to Cuba? Did you go down there to see when things were first opened? They send you down there?
No, but we'll be going shortly when the American embassy opens next month.
I would like to go. I'm going to do a radio program maybe over the winter just to sort of familiarize people with what it's like. I've never been to Cuba either, but I'm told it's quite an interesting island culturally and otherwise. And so this is, but all of that aside, doing trade, I know I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, and the ag community is very big on supporting this. Some people say, what's the why? You know what? It's always better to have your, what is the old expression, have your friends close and your enemies closer?
Right.
I don't know where these guys are. I don't see them as our enemies. They're probably not our friends necessarily. But, you know, this is good for everybody, and it's just one less problem. Maybe it creates a few smaller problems, but doesn't it, it really solves sort of one large, really big annoyance for all of us, doesn't it?
Well, and that's the idea behind this. Obviously, the logic that is employed by the administration is, look, we're going to open up Cuba. What we've been trying has not worked, obviously. We're going to open up Cuba by engaging with Cuba. And that was the point of the negotiations over the last few months, just how much access and freedom American diplomats will have, freedom of movement within Cuba, and how free will Cubans be to come and visit the U.S. Embassy to try to get a visa without facing an intimidating military or police presence around the enemy. So that's part of it. And at the same time, the Cubans are very mindful of the fact that that is the logic employed. They don't want any interference, meddling, as the foreign minister called it the other day. But, it's hard to argue with the logic that what has been going on for 54 years has not worked if the goal was to bring down the Castro regime, to destabilize the Castro regime by economic sanction. That has obviously not worked, and I think most people would agree with you, Doug, that it's time to try something new.
Yeah, I've been on this bandwagon for 20 years. This is nothing but foolishness. Just for laughs, think about how foolish it sounds. We don't want to do business with those communists, and yet look at how much trade we do with China. It's the number one trading partner.
Right.
The Russians are the two most notable communist countries, so it all seems like folly. So it'll be interesting to watch this thing as it does unfold, and I'm sure we'll talk to you again when you go down there next week to see what's going on as the mission opens down there. Thank you, Michael. Michael Vicara from Al Jazeera reporting on the latest with regard to our normalizing relations with Cuba at 10 before the hour on Good Day.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And this year, for the first time, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN. Or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed law 50 states and MLS number 3030.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
You are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government when you can be truly independent with Liberty HealthShare, a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care? Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. Liberty HealthShare. Together, we are one.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
You haven't met anybody you didn't kill.
Well, I haven't killed you yet.
You really are crazy.
What do you do, sleep with that thing on your pillow?
What if I slept?
When you lose your love, and it makes your life turn cold.
And this sort of, we had a... know the whole story of the movie in order to get this movie from the honeymoon, I'm sorry, the song, movie music called, well, it actually is Lethal Weapon. Honeymoon Suite did the theme from the movie of the same name. We played three excerpts from it, touting Danny Glover, who is 69 today, 69 years old, still has a good, strong career. I'd like to see another Lethal Weapon movie with the two of them in it, frankly.
I would too.
Yeah, I think it would be kind of fun. All right, so let's get started here. Chuck Curry is our movie man. We have movie news, a lot of things going on in the world of movies. I saw Mr. Holmes. I'll tell you the story of that as well, coming right up here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
All right, so Chuck Curry is here, our movie man. Mr. Holmes is a quiet movie, not a lot of action, a good story, a little slow. There are some good actors in it, people that you know. It didn't seem to register at the box office, though, Chuck, this past weekend.
Right? No, it actually did. It actually had a real, it's on, I think it's on like 340 screens, something like that, and it had a 6,100 per screen average. So, no, it actually did quite well for the theater count that it's on.
So what's the future for a movie like that?
They'll probably expand it to another few hundred screens, 500. That'll probably be top. They don't have a big marketing. Well, a lot of these small films like this play in what they call art house theaters, and they don't have big marketing campaigns.
Yeah.
And they rely on people who like the smaller indie stuff to go out, knowing it's going to be played in a certain amount of theaters, and hopefully they make a profit.
We actually spend more time in some of these theaters, although the big multiplex has changed all the chairs.
Yeah, now
so they're
the
very comfortable. It's expensive, but you can get food. And if you haven't had dinner, you go in and eat while you watch the movie. It's kind of fun. But also,
you know,
the smaller theaters
are
fun.
What is sad, though, about the model is the multiplexes, they don't, for the most part, they don't want any part of movies like Mr. Holmes. They just want to play, Terminator, Genesis, and Jurassic World on two screens at a time, and there's no room for movies like that there.
It's just daunting.
But in all honesty, I honestly just wish I could go to bed and wake up tonight at 9 o'clock, because Sharknado 3, comes on tonight, and I'm sure you're excited about that.
I wouldn't miss it for the world.
So, you know, a lot of people think this is a summer of Vin Diesel, Robert Downey Jr., Chris Pratt. Hell no. It's a summer of Ian Ziering.
Okay. Thank you. What did you start to say, Richie?
Well, isn't it Ian? Does he get all upset?
It's Ian, yeah.
Ian, yeah.
Right.
We
went to see, took the kids yesterday to see Ant-Man. Fun movie. Really good.
Really?
But
I liked it a lot, too.
Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Kids' bad dreams, Richie.
No. It's not scary in any way. You would enjoy this movie, Doug. You'd
really
like it.
I just want to say this, Doug. MGM, late last night, early this morning, released a trailer to Spectra, the new Bond film, Daniel Craig.
Yeah.
And there's no doubt there's one clip where you see Christoph Waltz, who plays the villain in an outfit. He's definitely playing Blofeld. There's
really?
No doubt.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah.
So
there's this new Star Wars trailer last night, too, during the Ant-Man movie.
Really?
Yeah, it looks good, really good with Harrison Ford at the end.
All right. Did you see, Chucker, that NSYNC and the Backstreet Boys are teaming up to make a horror movie? A zombie Western, to be exact.
Really?
Yeah. You didn't hear that story?
No,
that's
I didn't.
I thought you'd be first in line for that thing.
With that cast, I don't know about that. But
why would those? That's what I said to Jennifer when I first saw it.
Joey Fatone is a serious act for.
Jeez.
Right.
You too. So anyway, Chucker, back to my original point with the theaters with the new wide chairs now. Are they putting these new, bigger, comfy chairs that recliners in there because they can't sell enough seats to have the smaller seats in there anymore?
That's probably that's part of the model. They got to keep upping the game to get people into the
theater. So they charge $2 more. The whole big deal. Yeah.
They charge $2 more for a big comfy seat because they can't sell 300 tickets for a theater anymore.
They definitely
can't sell 300 seats per movie anymore. So I think those days are pretty much over, except if you play a movie like Star Wars and it's opening weekend on a few shows. But the average movie, you probably top out at like 100, 120 per show. That's your audience on
that. I thought
about
that yesterday.
Right?
Like, how many people can they fit in this theater? Not many.
That's right. I really hadn't thought about that way. That's an interesting way to think about it. All right, Chucker, good job. Thank you. Chuck Curry is our movie man here every day at this time on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, 59 after the hour.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.